I'd say it's about time for a beer. Drink local, drink Core. Stop by a Core Public House today or pick up a six-pack at your local liquor store. Arkansas brewed, community driven. You're listening to 3B Radio, only on the X.
3B Radio, hello the X.
What up? It's JB Smoove in the building.
JB Smoove!
What's going on with you, JV?
Come on now. If I gotta tell you when you know everything's going on with JB Smoove, it wouldn't be fair. It ain't fair for me to rub it in. Why would I even put you guys in that position to envy me? To envy JB Smoove.
Man, JV, a lot of people
we are very envious of you.
Very much so.
Man, you
envious.
You are the man. You are a comedy legend. We love you on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think that, you know, just in my humble opinion, I think that that show improved exponentially when Leon Black came onto the scene.
Hey, man. First of all, don't try using big-ass words on me. Of course that happened. And I told Larry that several times. I had a dinner with Larry a few weeks ago, and I told Larry. People love me, Larry. Okay? I want to tell him. I didn't want to hurt his heart and tell him that, you know, people are loving me more than they love him sometimes.
Well, you guys seem so just.
I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him that part. Though.
Well, no, right. But maybe he won't hear this interview where you just said that.
And I just heard that you guys got renewed for another season, so you'll be doing that again.
Yeah, we go back to work, man. A few weeks, man. I'm ready to put some new. I've been working on some new Leonisms for Larry. And you know, there's some new ones.
Are these ones that weren't in the book Leon?
No, Book of Leon stands on its own.
Got its own legs.
Well, its own platform.
Yeah. Sure.
That's a conversation between myself and the fans. Now, what I do to Larry is different. It's a whole different angle. You know, I got to choose every scene. I got to choose whether I got his back or I want to go against him. So that's the conscious decision as an actor that I got to make every time, what Leon would do. And then that's the conscious thing is, what would Leon do?
What would Leon do?
I think we got to ask ourselves that question.
Everyone should ask themselves that,
yeah,
actually.
What would Leon do? Now, well, Leon would get up in that ass.
We're always getting that ass. That might be a great title for my second installment of the philosophy of a fool. It's what would Leon do?
And
that's
of course, the book is out.
Book.
Yeah, you just got the book out in October, right?
Yeah, the book came out in October, and I'm already thinking about my second book, and I think that's a good title right there. What would Leon do?
I like it.
Yeah, now you can live vicariously through Leon Black and do exactly what Leon would do. You know, what would Leon do? You know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Well, what would Leon do?
What would he do? Well, I know that JB will be out of the Cherokee Casino. You're doing stand-up comedy. Of course, you've been doing stand-up comedy for a long time. You've been doing it for...
People don't even know.
Right.
I've been doing it for almost 30 years, and people don't understand. People don't know.
They just think JB the actor, but they don't see the JB the comedian.
Stand-up comedian,
because you've been doing this for a while.
For a while, but you know what? You know me, man. I'm under the radar, right? But I'm the dude who's actually controlling the radar. I'm like the technician behind the radar who comes in every day and turns the radar on. That's why I'm so far under it. But I understand it. I understand it. That's why I'm under the radar, because I'm in. I'm the dude who turns it on.
And this is your element, too. I mean, of course, when you're doing the acting thing, it's just hilarious. But the stage, the stand-up comedy thing, it's your element. When you're doing that, do you have, like, a routine, or is it just, I mean, you can go into anything. You're a sales, I know this because I watched you on with Jerry Seinfeld talking about your door-to-door sales pitch with the fire extinguishers, which you have something in common with me. I actually did this with vacuums, but you did it with fire extinguishers. So it's about the ad lib, the thinking on your feet.
Of course, you have to be able to think on your feet at all times. And I tell anybody in the world, you take an improv class, no matter what you do, man, you can be a good better babysitter, be a better real estate agent, you can be a better anything. Had the ability to change gears and do the dizzle rizzle. He could be the most amazing dog walker. You know what I'm saying? Amazing dog walker who's able to improvise and avoid other dogs' poop. So the door, you walk and don't step out. Somebody else's, another poop. Nothing worse than that, man. Your dog stepping on another dog's poop? Come on, man. Who wants that?
Nobody wants that.
Right.
Nobody has time for that.
You got to improvise. Improvise.
Yeah. And which is my stand-up show. It's a wonderful world, man, because I don't plan my show. I kind of go and I feel the essence of the audience in front of me. I talk about my trip from the hotel to the show. I talk about the microphone, the curtain behind me. I break every rule in comedy, man. I don't give a damn. I did a show one night. I went behind the curtain. I did 15 minutes behind the curtain. And I created a whole world behind that curtain, man. It was the most amazing.
That's awesome.
But see, here's another thing. I can only do that one time. Like, some stuff I do, I can't repeat it. Remember that old cartoon with Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny? And Daffy Duck said he wanted to upstage Bugs Bunny, and he did this most amazing trick. He went that gasoline. He said, girls, hold on to your boyfriend. Remember that? And he drunk the gasoline and the nitroglycerin and the gunpowder, and he shook it real well. And he said, he lit that match, lit a match. And he said, girls, hold on to your boyfriends. And he exploded into 1,000 pieces. And his soul was going up to heaven. And Bugs Bunny said, oh, wow, Daffy, they love you. You were amazing. He said, I know, but I can only do it once. God damn, I love you. No greater words ever spoken.
You can only do it once.
Cartoonery. It's called a cartoonery.
That's right.
Oh.
Well, you know, and it's...
I'm going to do it one time.
You're going to be at the Cherokee Casino there on April 14th. Of course, we're talking with J.B. Smoove. And that means you got to get a little bit more of their attention there at a casino, because you can kind of... It's a different environment than the regular stand-up comedy stage, isn't it?
Let me tell you something, man. I do a lot of casinos, man. They love me, man. I come out there. Matter of fact, I think I might have my three-piece suit on, my little three-piece, my little pocket watch style. I'm going to have my little cigar in my mouth just to fit in.
You a gambler?
I mean? Fit into the whole. I'm not a big-time gambler.
Yeah, me either.
I'm pretty goddamn lucky.
Yeah, you just got to put a couple chips in your pocket, you know? Just got to play the part.
Put a little chips in your pocket. Yeah, play the part. You know what I mean? I got the Midas touch. I walk by, I touch your shoulder. I say, you know what I tell people to do? I say, thank me later. I touch their shoulder. I say, thank me later. Now, don't get me wrong. Not a damn thing going to happen. But it gives them hope. It gives their ass hope.
And if they do happen to hit it, then they're like, J.B. Smoove is a good luck charm. He is a saint. And he's winning me money. They may have to call you into the big rooms, you know?
Hey, man.
Of course, to the bigger rooms.
Are you gunning for Netflix? There's a lot of comedians coming out. Like, Netflix is going hard into the comedy, man. Are you trying to get on Netflix right now? Do you have anything in the works there?
Nah, man. I'm going to tell you what J.B. Smoove does. I create my own damn lane. I don't need no damn Netflix. You know what I mean? They are amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. J.B. Smoove, got my own damn lane. I don't follow the herd. See, there's a herd of people that follow the herd, and they just do what everybody else does.
Sure.
Not J.B. Smoove. J.B. Smoove charts his own path. You know what I do? You know how people go into the forest, and they drop popcorn, right?
Right, breadcrumbs or popcorn, sure.
You know what I do? You know what I drop the popcorn for? I don't want to drop regular popcorn. I drop caramel popcorn or cheese popcorn, something like that. First of all, I wouldn't go with the herd and drop regular-ass popcorn.
Right, anybody some regular stuff.
Sure. Anybody can drop buttery popcorn. I drop caramel popcorn or maybe even a mix of caramel mixed with a little bit of the cheese popcorn, maybe like that. Now, I don't drop my popcorn to get my ass out of the forest. I drop my popcorn so I can know where I visited and who I met along the way.
Okay.
See, that's what I do. I say, this is a nice guy. I drop a little popcorn right in front of him. I said, don't touch that damn popcorn. I want to remember I stopped by your crib and hung out with you, and we hung out for a little while. We played some PlayStation or something like that. I don't know. But, see, that way I know my path and where I've been already. See, a lot of people stick to the... I'm different. I'm a different animal. I don't give a damn about all that stuff.
No stand-up comedy special. But, I mean, you do have a lot on your plate. You got the new season.
Yes,
I mean, this thing could happen.
Yes.
But, you know.
Oh, you're doing a special.
Thousands of things to do.
Sure.
It's gonna fit in somewhere. But I'm gonna wait around, because I got a funny feeling some new technology is gonna come out of the woodwork, and and then they want me to do a special.
I got you. Well, if you come to West Siloam Springs without any damn popcorn, there's going to be some trouble, JB.
You're talking all this delicious popcorn.
Hey, we don't know what's going to happen. There could be a UFO might land here and be like, "Would you like to do your comedy special on our planet of Uranus?"
Uranus. Yeah.
Hey, you ever, how much stand-up comedy, have you been to Oklahoma? Do you have any friends there? Have you left any popcorn in Oklahoma?
I know plenty of people out there, man. I used to do comedy shows out there years ago. A buddy of mine named Pat, a promoter out there, I've done plenty of shows for OKC. And outside of being a Knicks fan, I'm an OKC fan because Gus Williams played for the Seattle Supersonics, and Supersonics left Seattle with OKC.
Yeah.
So the roots are still there of that old team that I was supporting through my man Gus Williams. And you got Melo, too. You got Melo out there.
Right. You got Melo. You got Westbrook.
You got Melo out there. Westbrook out there. Got the whole squad out there. So I'm an OKC fan. I'm a Knicks fan. So I'm going to invite some of those guys. Come on. If they're in town and should have the pleasure of catching your boy on stage, I'll call some of those guys if they want to come to the show.
Well, I know we're going to be there. Yeah.
Hey, let's ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Let's ask you guys a question. Now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what type of pocket watch should I wear on my suit. Now, sometimes I put my pocket watch on my lapel that hangs in my breast pocket, and sometimes I put it in my vest. So you just got to think about that.
So how many pocket watches do you own? First, that's a question. Yeah. I mean, what are our choices here?
Six beautiful ones, six gorgeous ones. Now, one is my wife got me three. At one time, so I juggle depending on which one I want to wear. But I'm thinking about rocking it in the vest because I might want to pull the jacket off and get loose on y'all out there. It's going to be an amazing fabulous show. And also, shoe boot or regular shoe?
Shoe boot is great.
For sure.
You will by far be the fanciest looking person at the Siloam's Cherokee Casino.
I might dress up.
Well, okay, if Bailey dresses up, he might be there. But, I mean, it's a lot of boots,
This is
jeans.
Not Oklahoma City. This is like kind of Arkansas.
It's a little further out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But now, I mean, not dissing them because you know they're good old boys.
Good
but
people. You gotta
good
say
people.
No disrespect. You gotta say no disrespect.
No disrespect.
but JB Smoove, you will be the best dressed person there.
By far. And it's a choice.
I do own 25 pair of cowboy boots. Does the cowboy boot thing work?
That
cowboy
definitely
boots,
will work.
I would suggest a cowboy boot. That is it's something the fancier the better. I wouldn't go too fancy, but something that really says, "Hey, I wear boots too."
Okay, cool.
With gold spurs, and then you do the gold pocket watch
and ride in on some sort of horse.
Can you find 14 karat gold spurs, JB? I think
I don't have gold spurs. Now, I do have a pair of spurs. I do have a pair of powder-coated black spurs that I rock with these black boots sometimes.
That could be it, dude. Walking in with spurs.
JB.
I put a spur in somebody's
ass. Get up in their ass with a spur.
Once in a while.
Do it. Listen, you can go all black, all gold, black and gold for the casino.
I think that works.
Hey, You said a mouthful, my friend. I'm going black and gold.
Black and gold.
I have a black and gold is going to be the business.
And we're going to be there. It's April 14th at Cherokee Casino, and we want people to go check that out. Get there, and don't be the last people to show up to this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I tell you, no disrespect to white people. Always bet on black, though, baby.
I do. Every time.
No disrespect.
But it don't crack.
JB Smoove in the house. We really appreciate you giving us a call and taking this.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We're big fans.
Can't wait to hang out, man.
Made our week.
And,
yes. We're going to smoke some cigars.
I'm in the Crown Royal, too, baby.
Oh, he's a whiskey man.
Keep the flavor.
You're a whiskey man.
Keep the flavor, baby. It's going to be in the house. That's right. Keep the flavor going to be in the house.
Hey, you know, this guy, weren't you on a Super Bowl commercial for them?
I was, brother.
Yes. It must just travel with you.
Yeah, man. I roll with it, man. I may even have Crown send a little something over, man. Have a little something in the green room.
Do it.
You got the Crown has got to keep you stocked up at all times.
Drinking Crown with a king is what it's about.
That's right.
I got it all.
Wearing a crown, drinking Crown, black and gold.
That's where
we'll see you at the casino.
JV, we appreciate you giving us a call, brother. And we're excited about April 14th, Cherokee Casino. People, get out there and see this hilarious man. Good luck with all the Curb Your Enthusiasm. Big fans of every season, but it seems to get better and better, and we're excited about the next one, man.
Yes, indeed, man. I'll see you guys at the casino.
And all right, JV.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Cheers.
All right. Hey,
have a good one, JV.
We'll talk to you.
Bye. Y'all be good. Peace.
All right, that was JB Smoove here on 3B Radio, just a comedy legend. He's going to be out there at Cherokee Casino April 14th, man.
Exciting, man.
And he's just an amazingly funny individual, and he's been in the business for a long time. I didn't know he is 15 years older than me, than we are.
And he's not only that, but
he looks so much younger.
Yeah. I just watched him. He's got some good friends.
Yeah.
That always helps, but I saw him with Seinfeld's new comedian cars getting coffee, that thing.
Yeah.
And he was just hilarious in it. This guy is really funny. You will not be disappointed by making it out there April 14th. We'll take a quick break. 3B continues. You're on your rainy Tuesday. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X and 3B.